This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I thought we were going to get through a lot more than we've gotten through today, but we're going to give it a shot. Kathy's with us, live in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Kathy, do you have some tips, or do you want me to go on with one of mine?
Vince, go ahead. I dominated, I think, the first one. So you go ahead. You go ahead with some
of
yours.
It's your class. I'm just here to get us in and out of the commercial breaks. So, class, just as the pandemic was getting into full swing, the genocide back around 2019, I decided that we better get some detergent. Hygiene is really important. So dishwashing detergent, I thought, we should get some. So I went online to Sam's Club, and they had Ajax, and they call it Ajax Ultra Advanced. And it's a jug, and it's I've got it in my hands right now, 102 fluid ounces. And it says easily dissolves, stuck on grease. It's kind of a pinkish-red color, not hot pink. And I'm mentioning that for a reason. I'll tell you what the reason is in just a minute. So it's called Ajax Ultra Advanced 2X Stronger Odor Elimination. Now, I want you to think about that. Do you have a problem with when you're washing dishes with the odor from the dishes? Do you really need 2X Stronger Odor Elimination? Hardly, right? And then it says there's a little, like a drop shaped symbol, and it says, with 100% real citrus extract. All right, so I've got this in my hands. And yesterday I was washing a pan in the sink, and a pot. And I said, that's it, that's it. I've had it with this. I despise this pink stuff because I have to use so much of it to do the same job that a drop of Dawn dishwashing liquid would do. And I mentioned it to Kathy, and we found the same thing. It's substandard. It's not as good as it used to be. So I called the number on the back of the jug, and it's an 800 number. 800-338-80... Well, let's see. Got to get a magnifying glass to read this. They don't want you to call it, obviously. So it's 800... 338-8388. So I called this number and I talked to this gentleman, and I said, you know, a very calm, slow voice, kind of like I'm using right now. I said, so my mom used to buy Ajax when I was growing up and dishwashing liquid, and it worked great. It's kind of a whitish, milky, clear type liquid, and it worked really well. And my wife's mother, we weren't married at the time, but her mother used Palmolive, and it worked great. They both worked great. So I bought 4 jugs of this, and it's terrible. I said, have you ever used it? He said, no. Okay. Well, it doesn't work too well, and you have to use a lot more, where I could use 1 drop of Dawn dishwashing liquid to wash a pot, and I have to use a quarter to a half a teaspoon of this to do the same job. It's terrible. And he said, oh. And he said, so he asked me for the barcode and the symbols and the numbers, and we're trying to find it, and he couldn't find it. He said, how much did you pay for it? I said, either $8.99 or $9.99, one of those, at Sam's Club, plus tax. And he said, okay. And he's trying to find it. He couldn't find it either. They don't make it anymore. And I said, I remember when Sam's Club used to have really good products. I guess maybe they figured out that this isn't very good as well. I said, hold on. Came back, and he said he wanted my address. I gave him the P.O. box. Then he asked me for my phone number, and I said, you need my phone number to tell you that you have a substandard product? I'm not going to give it to you. And he said, no, I don't need it. I said, okay, good. And so he said he was going to send me a check. I said, for how much? He said, for $40, 40.00. That's $10 times four jugs. And I was quite stunned that I said, and I told him, I said, I'm kind of surprised that you are willing to believe that I bought this, that I bought four of them, and you're going to send me a check. What is it? What is it that I did, said, expressed that lets you believe that I was actually telling you the truth? And he really didn't have an answer for that. So, but he did believe me, and he said he's going to send me a check, and when I receive it, I'll tell you if I got it or not. But here's the tip for, you know, this is in the book. This is how to complain. And it's not yell and scream and rant and rave. It's not that. It's to explain calmly exactly what happened. Now, I told him up front that I bought four. I didn't wait till he said, I'm going to write you a check. And then I, whoa, wait a minute. I bought four of them. That wouldn't seem quite too believable, right? I told him up front that I had four of them, and I really wasn't sure what I would do with them because they're too good to throw away, but substandard. So what do I do with these things? And he actually believed that it was a substandard product because he found out that they have all different colors. If you look up Ajax, you'll find it lemon, you know, a lemon color, a light lemon color, an orange color, a red color, a hot pink color, every color except for the color that we have because they don't make that anymore. It's a discontinued product. Now, why did they discontinue it? Because it was selling like hotcakes? Or because people found out the same thing that I found out? Now, why did I find out so late in the game? Because I bought it as a supply to have on hand because I believed that the genocide was going to last a long time. And it is. And I believe that there were going to be stock shortages. So when we actually do what we say, class, we practice what we preach. So, but the problem with doing that is if you buy it online and you haven't tested it and you buy a bunch of them, you might find out that it's a lousy product. Now, what do? Well, you call and do exactly what I did. So I'm getting my money back. And you know what? I should, because had I bought it from Sam's Club in the store and had I been willing to go into the store, I'd be walking back into the store with four jugs of this stuff, three of them unopened and one of them partially used, to tell them that what happened. Who actually approved the purchase of this substandard product? What's up with Sam's Club? How come you aren't testing the products you're selling? As a matter of fact, Sam's Club, I have less faith in you, less confidence than I used to, because you're selling products that aren't too good. Who's in charge of buying the products? And that's what I keep telling Sam's. I keep telling them that they need to have a better team, evaluate, test, and make sure that the products that they offer are as good as I would expect for a paid membership. I mean, I can walk into the Chinese factory outlet and buy substandard products. I can do that, but I'm not paying them for the privilege of shopping there. That's the difference. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, we talked about it. It's true. And I think it really behooves you to call and complain. I had some Folgers coffee in a red plastic canister, and it has a black lid, and the lid just did not even snap down. I mean, they were like just almost set on there. And I called and just said, I just wanted to make you aware of this. And I had two containers, and she sent me a coupon for two of them. Now, I could use the coffee because I put it in like a Tupperware container, but I just figured if they have a problem, it's probably a good thing to let them know, especially if the quality isn't there or the taste is off. But I'm finding less and less quality as each month goes on.
Okay. So I have another tip that you've probably never heard of, class, and it has to do with automobile engines. Rich was hoping that I would discuss this on Tuesdays with him, but I'm only kidding, because Rich goes, I really don't like it when you talk about cars. So, but Kathy doesn't mind, and Kathy actually, I think, likes hearing about some of these tips that are just not discussed. So let's say you have a turbocharger. And a lot of vehicles have smaller engines with turbochargers. And what they do is they push more air into the combustion chamber than would normally be in the combustion chamber for a naturally aspirated engine. So if you have a non-turbocharged engine, the piston goes down, pulls air into the combustion chamber, and that's how the air mixes with the fuel, because the air is pulled in through the movement of the piston going down. It creates a vacuum, and air fills that vacuum. Okay, for the combustion. All right. Well, a turbocharger is like a pump, but it pumps air and it pushes air into the cylinder for combustion. So you get more air. More air means more oxygen. More oxygen means more fuel is burned and you get more torque and horsepower. Okay. Well, a turbocharger is exhaust driven. So there's two. Think of it like pinwheels. You know how you have a pinwheel with on a stick and a pin, and you can just slowly move it through the air, and just the movement through the air will spin that little pinwheel turbine? Okay. Well, it's like that. Okay. It's lightweight. The turbocharger has two fans, if you will. One is driven by the moving exhaust. The other is in a sealed chamber that pumps air into the engine. Okay, not exhaust. So it's separated from the exhaust. Now, the exhaust heat is 1,500, 1,800 degrees, somewhere around there. It's really, really hot. And the moving of the exhaust turns the turbine, which turns the shaft, which turns the other turbine in a sealed chamber to pump air into the engine. Works really well. It's quite efficient. But it needs to be lubricated. Now, how fast does this turbine spin? About 100,000 RPM. Maybe more. And you've heard them. So if you're at a traffic light and there's a truck next to you, a big truck, you hear this whining sound as it launches from, you know, through first gear from a traffic light, and then you keep hearing it whine as it shifts. That's the turbocharger spinning up. So what happens is, as you drive, this turbocharger is lubricated by engine oil. And it's pressurized. So it's a small shaft, a little bit large, about the diameter of a ballpoint pen refill. Okay, so it's a real small shaft. And it rides on precise bearings, but it's pressurized with oil to keep that shaft cool and to keep it lubricated. And what happens is, when you drive, let's say at highway speeds, and you pull into the parking lot and you shut the engine off, that turbocharger is spinning at around 100,000 RPM. And the oil pressure stops. When the engine stops, the oil pressure stops, but the turbine keeps spinning without oil pressure. So the plan is, if you want that turbocharger to last a long time and not have a $1,000 repair bill, what you do is, when you pull into the parking lot after a run of more than idle RPM, you let the engine idle down for 30 seconds. You just pull into the parking lot and let the engine idle for another 30 seconds. And that idling down will slow down the turbocharger. It'll slow down the spinning of that turbocharger shaft. And it will preserve the life, because it won't be going from 100,000 RPM with no oil pressure down to zero. It'll be going from maybe a couple thousand RPM down to zero. They'll slow down faster, and you'll have more oil to lubricate the bearings.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Boy, this 2 hours is going really, really fast. Kathy, did I explain about the turbocharger in a way that I think the class might understand it?
Yeah, Vincent, forgive me if this is a dumb question, but is this for any vehicle that is like has turbocharge, or
yes.
Is it just like bigger trucks?
Yes. No. It's for any vehicle that has a turbocharger. Any vehicle that has
okay.
a turbocharger. So, and we have a call on hold. We'll be right with you. But there are several main reasons why a turbocharger will fail. One is if the oil is not changed often enough, okay, and the oil filter. If dirty oil will tear up a turbocharger. The wrong type of oil. Oil that is not suitable for a turbocharged engine. So you must use oil that is turbocharger approved, because a turbocharger gets really, really hot. And so not changing the oil at the right interval, not changing the oil filter at the right interval, the wrong type of oil with the inadequate additives for a turbocharger, and not idling down the engine after a run to let the turbocharger spin down. So if you have a turbocharger, you need to do all three of those things. You need to have turbocharger-approved oil. You need to change the oil and oil filter more often than the recommended interval. So, for example, if the recommended interval is 5,000 miles, we change the oil at about 4,000 miles, and we change the oil filter halfway between, at 2,000 or 2,500 miles. So we don't think that oil should go as far as the engine manufacturers say it should go. Sometimes they say 10,000 miles, sometimes they say 8,000, sometimes 7,500. I think that's crazy. And even though oil is expensive, it's really cheap in comparison to what the repairs would cost. So I am willing to drain out the oil, change the oil filter twice as often. And we can have another class on that. But in idling down the engine after a run, you know, getting on the highway and then pulling into a gas station and buying gas, you need to idle it down. And I don't care if there's somebody behind you or not, you know, impatiently waiting. I would idle down for 30 seconds before shutting off the engine. Okay? Does that kind of answer the question?
Yes, Vince. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. You know, sometimes at the house, the boys will say, your boyfriend called. And I'll say, who? Sometimes they'll say, Kyle or Rick or Rich or Bert or Greg or Dr. Sheely or Captain John or Charles. So they'll call it they'll say, your boyfriend called. Sometimes they'll say, your girlfriend called. And I'll say, okay. Who called? Well, it'd be Gwyneth or Kathy or Sharon or... Well, in that line of thinking, Kathy, your girlfriend just called. She's on the phone right now. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning, Vincent and Kathy. I was going to say, my good friend, I've never met Kathy. We talk, we compare notes and think so similar. Hey, I just had a few comments. You were talking about those grocery bags that like are for produce that you use for storing your bread in, which is great. And I was going to say, my daughter and son-in-law bought a roll of that, and when they process their meat or get a good deal of meat, they put it in those bags, they twist it down really tight, put it in another bag, twist it down, and wrap it in butcher paper, and it stores really long time, and you don't have to mess with the plastic. Now, I haven't actually done it. I mess with the plastic, but I've gotten motivated maybe to buy those because it'd make my time go quicker. And then I also thought it was great for using for bread. I save old bread bags, and I can reuse them quite a bit. But I used to make a very multi-grain bread that was high protein because I was doing a modified Atkins thing. And I would make 5 loaves at a time. I gave one to my sister-in-law, and then I would freeze 3 and keep 1 out. And as long as you cool your bread down really well so it's not moist and freeze, it lasts for about a month in a freezer real well, no problem. I also don't like seeds in my bread, so I would use my coffee grinder to grind down the different high-protein grains and seeds that you might put in it, so it would be a smooth-tasting bread, but not with those seeds. I don't like the texture of seeds in my bread. So that was just another thought. And then my third thought is I would just like to motivate people. Uh-oh, we got music. Shall I wait for after I give you my third thought?
You've got 15 seconds.
Well, I was going to talk about starting some plants, so I probably should wait a few seconds before we begin it.
Let's do that. So we've got Kathy in Ohio, Sharon in Montana, I'm in Missouri, and we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rust Movie Productions LLC was fined the maximum, over $136,000, by New Mexico's Occupational Health and Safety Bureau on Wednesday after a cinematographer was fatally shot by actor Alec Baldwin on set. Occupational investigators found that this tragic incident never would have happened if Rust Movie Productions LLC had followed national film industry standards for firearm safety. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Centers for Disease Control and the Biden administration is asking for the appeal. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says the CDC has been playing political science when it comes to masks.
The CDC has been following not the science, but the political science.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The public school district in Ludlow, Massachusetts is facing a lawsuit over its efforts to encourage children to experiment with alternate gender identities at school and hide that information from their parents. U.S. District Court lawsuit alleges school administrators and several employees at public schools have overreached their education mandate. As the United States continues to piecemeal support for Ukraine during Russia's onslaught of their country, John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador and national security advisor on Newsmax last night, says the way the Biden administration has dealt with Russia's aggression is a major failure.
Well, I think it's consistent with a range of things he's done over the past couple months to try and intimidate the U.S. and the West as a whole, try to deter us from taking necessary and appropriate steps to aid the Ukraine. And I think he's succeeded. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. We failed to deter Russia's invasion to begin with. That was a major U.S. Western failure. But now, not only are we not deterring Putin, he's deterring us. And this is the kind of thing that that is important because it slows the delivery of assistance we need. I'll just give you one example of an effect of Putin's deterrence at work. Right now, there's a big debate going on inside the German government about giving heavy weapons assistance to Ukraine, which Germany has so far refused to do. That's the kind of split inside NATO that Putin thought he'd actually see more of and that he's working to expand.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? What today you've got your take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so Kathy's with us in Ohio. Sharon called in, both USA Prepares instructors, both in the domestic engineering department of the faculty. And Sharon wants to teach us a little bit about starting seeds. Sharon?
Yeah, I know you did a whole plant thing, but I was just going to throw out a few things. First, I have a mantra. I have a few of them. But one of them is, where there's a will, there's usually a way. Okay. And Kathy and I were talking earlier, and you were talking earlier in this program about the prices going up. In fact, I follow the store-bought eggs because we sell a whole lot of eggs, and I just kind of like to know where they're at. So last fall, the store brand, Kroger brand, was $1.29. It's now $2.29, okay, as of about a week ago. So prices are going up, and I cannot see any way but they're going to keep going up. I mean, and I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist. So I would like to really encourage people to grow, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Our current Dollar Tree still has seed packets for $4. You can get them at Walmart really under $2 a buck, and I mean, $2 a package, and tomatoes usually packages have at least like 20 seeds in them, usually. And so for, say, even if you pay $2 at Walmart for 20 seeds, you're paying, what, a dime a seed or something. So you're not costing very much. And plants don't really care what they grow in as long as they have soil, water, and drainage. So you can start little seedlings in just like those lettuce. If you buy those lettuce mixes, they come in those plastic 2-pound little things or something, or anything you have. You can actually start them in, put some starting soil in, put your seeds in about an inch apart, and then when they get bigger, you can transplant them into something else, like maybe even styrofoam cups or paper cups, that, you know, the wax paper cups or something. And you just need to make sure they have a little drainage. And then you can plant them when they get bigger. You transplant in anything. You can use empty ice cream buckets. I mean, anything that will hold water, I mean, dirt, and not melt. Like, you could even use cardboard if you lined it with plastic bags. Okay, but I would like to really encourage people to start growing some things. If you would like some lettuces and salads and stuff like that, you can grow them in pots. You can make rows of pots. You can you could dig up soil if you have a way, but if that isn't convenient, just put them in pots. But as they grow, I would highly recommend that you put a mulch around them of some sort, some straw, chips, something to keep the moisture in, because pots do dry out really quick. But I just feel like people need to really take this serious, because I don't think it's a matter of not having food. I think it's going to be a matter of not being able to afford the food unless you're in the higher income bracket. And it's, you know, and not to be overly dramatic, but it's kind of ominous watching how fast the prices are jumping. Kathy and I comment a lot on that, and then we talk about our good deals. But I just feel like people need to start growing some of their basic stuff, especially if they want some fresh stuff this summer. And it is not too late for most climates to start seeds right now. I have to start them early because we have a really short growing period, so I have a whole bunch out right now, all kinds of seeds going. But I know that Kathy's really fortunate to find a really good place to buy plants, but the ones that are in the store and stuff are awfully expensive, and seeds are awfully cheap, and you can buy the starting soil, I think, still quite reasonable at places like Walmart. I'm not a big Walmart shopper, but when it comes to prices like that, I'll go there. And so, anyway, that's all I really was going to say. I just would like to encourage people to do it. And it is very possible to do it just about anywhere.
Kathy, any comments?
Well, I want to say that, yes, Sharon is my good friend, and she is brilliant. And there's many things that she's taught me. She's been doing this for a long time. And I think she just has a lot of wisdom that she can pass down to people. And I agree. Lettuce seeds, spinach, like bok choy, all of them are so easy. And I've got them coming up already. I've got some in the garden. I've got some in pots, peas. I think you just get out there and you do it. I know there's a lot of techniques, and if you can learn from a good farmer, gardener, go for it. But if you don't know, what are you out if you buy some seeds and you follow, just do a little research, put them in, and do the best you can and grow what you can grow and then learn how to preserve it. The other thing, and I sent a text to Sharon, I think yesterday or whatever, that Azure Standard headquarters burned down, and that's the second bulk warehouse that has burned down recently. So I'm hoping that doesn't affect people buying their products. But I wanted to just comment that I really back up what Sharon's saying. Learn what you can and grow what you can, because we're just not going to be able to afford it.
Class, you are listening to two of the brightest people in the preparedness aisle, in the preparedness world right now. I'm talking about Kathy. I'm talking about Sharon. Your faculty is the best and brightest I know of. I really mean that. And I am so fortunate. I am the most fortunate guy on the planet to be surrounded by brilliant, brilliant people. And they are on the air right here at USA Prepares Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, on archives at GCNLive.com under USA Prepares, and also on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure, no problem. Hey, I got one more quick thing. I should say, if you need to get compost, I don't know what each city does, but our city collects leaves, and then they run them through a shredder, and they put them in this yard, and you can go there and pick up free composted leaves in the spring. And so that might, people might look into see if their cities do that. And I feel that most leaves from trees are going to be pretty decent. I would be a little concerned about lawn clippings from people if you didn't know what they did, but I think the tree leaves would be pretty safe. But that's all I need to say. So you guys have a great day.
Sharon, thank you so much.
All right, see you. Bye.
So the point about the lawn clippings is a very valid one, because people put weed and feed on their lawns because they want to kill anything that doesn't look like grass and the kind of grass that they want to grow. So there are chemicals, insecticides, herbicides, etc. I would be really leery of putting grass clippings from an unknown source in my garden. As a matter of fact, I would not do that. But I think that the thing about leaves, that's probably quite accurate, that they're probably pretty safe. Kathy, do you have any comments, or do you want me to go into another tip?
I have a quick tip, Vince. We stave the little tiny screws that come with, like, glasses, like eyeglasses, electronic equipment, toys, if something you're going to get rid of it, it's broken. Because my husband says those are really hard to come by. And so he has a little jar, and he saves all the little screws. And he told me to mention that. He said that I can't tell you how many times I need that little screw, and I can't find it, you know, at the store. And he's finding it harder and harder, Vince, to get parts. I mean, he'll get online or call around, and it's just getting harder.
And there are two components to that. One, the parts are getting harder to find. The shipping is getting to be unaffordable for parts, and the shipping could cost more than the parts. So if you needed eyeglass screws, for example, you'll pay way more in shipping than the screws would cost. So you're absolutely right. We have jars, actually bins of, we bought a rack that was from an old hardware store, and it's a vertical rack and has probably 50, 60 different little bins in it. And we probably paid $15 for the whole rack. So we put the nuts and the bolts and the screws, and they're sorted by size, you know, metric sizes, SAE sizes, washers, nuts, bolts, screws. And so they're easy to find that. But, you know, because we have a farm, we use them a lot more often. And you're absolutely positively right. We don't throw out nuts, bolts, screws. We even have washing machines and dryers stacked up, you know, because believe it or not, for us, it's easier to keep the whole appliance that doesn't quite work completely, keep that together for all the parts, and we just take them off as we need them. But you're absolutely right. So here's an interesting thing. So we were called out to a farm because the farmer wanted his tractor serviced. He didn't feel comfortable changing the hydraulic fluid, the hydraulic filters, the engine oil. And my son and I drove out to the farm. And this is where we don't have to contact people because of, you know, we're COVID shy. And so it was out in the field area there, and went to pick it up. And my son started the tractor up, and it started up, but the hydraulics wouldn't work. So we had to put hydraulic fluid in it to get the hydraulic system to lift up the front-end loader so we could back it off this hill and put it on our trailer. Okay. Well, he went to put it in gear, and the transmission would not go into any gear. Step on the clutch, put it in first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, no gear. So you don't want to jam it in. So what happened? Well, the tractor was left outside. Now, this applies to tractors, and it applies to cars and trucks that are left outside unmoved for a couple months, okay? This is what happens. So the clutch material of a standard transmission is made with a friction material and some binding agents. We'll call it glue. And with moisture, the glue adheres to, or the clutch disc adheres to the flywheel. And it doesn't release. It doesn't spin freely. So what do you do in a situation where you can start the engine, but you can't put the tractor in gear to back it up or go forward? What do you do? Simple. You put with the engine off, you put the transmission selector in the highest gear. So if it has four speeds, you put it in fourth. If it has a range selector, like range number one, or low range, or high range, or medium range, you put it in the highest range. So it would be the equivalent of putting it in whatever gear selection would make that tractor go the fastest. Okay? Then what you do is you depress the clutch and you depress the gas or accelerator. I'm sorry. You depress the clutch and all fully and the brake fully all the way down. And you put the transmission in the highest gear. And then you start the engine. And what that will do is it will probably release that stuck clutch. Okay? That's the way to do it. So, simple. You step on the clutch, you step on the brake, with the engine off, you put it in the highest gear, and you attempt to start it. And the movement of the starter, turning the engine, will generally free that stuck clutch. Now, the same thing happens with brakes. So if you have a vehicle and it's sitting in your yard and it hasn't been started for a couple months, you might find that the brakes are frozen. So what you do is you put it in forward and you try to go forward a little bit. Then you try to go backward a little bit. But you don't want to go backward too many times, because if you have drum brakes, you'll be adjusting the brakes tighter and tighter and tighter with each backward motion. So you really want to go forward. You want to do it gently, maybe rock it slightly, and you'll probably break those or get those brakes to release. Okay. The best thing to do is not let that happen. Number one is don't leave your equipment outside, because the moisture will lock up the brakes and the clutch. Start it often, you know, every week or so, every 2 weeks at the least frequent, and you won't have that problem.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Les, I'm so excited. I really am. I just checked the email during the break, and there it is, Arjun's phone number. And you know what? Why that's so important to me? Because I wanted to put book tips out there, you know, pages from the book on the website. And I have a name of a website that I think is really, really neat. I think it's funny. It's neat. It works. I think it works. And I'll be able to put pictures of the things that are in the book. Some of these tips, I can put them on a daily basis and you know, show you that this book is absolutely for real. Kathy, I sent you that list of 200, well, my list has 214 items. I've got some handwritten items on here. But I don't think we're going to get to that today either. But do you have any tips that you want to share?
Sure. I noticed that butter has gone up. And I know they ran it on sale. One of our stores ran it for $1.79 a pound. I think Aldi's had it for $1.99, but now Aldi's is $3.49. I bought quite a few. I know you can freeze it. I would put it in a bag just because it's not totally, even with the wrapper, it's not totally got all the air out. But I took some of mine because my freezer is just so full. I'm trying to use things up, but I have frozen so many things I don't have room. But I put 2 pounds in a food saver bag, and I just suctioned all the air out, and I baited it. I'm going to do an experiment. I've got one for 3 months. I've got one for 6 months. I bet they're going to be just fine. And I did that with cheese. I'll have to send you a picture, Vince. I bought all kinds of cheese. Because I know dairy is going up, and I except for one block of cheese, I did them all in food saver bags, and I dated them, and then I put the expiration date. So I'm gonna check them all. But that's something you can do to preserve them, because even though they have those wrappers at the grocery store, after a certain amount of time, those aren't as good as a food saver bag. I've had some where the wrappers just get. The air gets in there, and I've had mold on it. So that's one tip. The other thing that I have made that I really like, I took a piece of fabric, flannel, and you can make it whatever size you want. I make mine a rectangular. And I took a 2-pound bag of rice. I made, and I left one end open. So you sew three sides, right sides together. I put the rice in there, and then I finished the edges on the open end, and then I stitched it. And what that's nice for is you could put it in the microwave. That's the only thing I use the microwave for. Like mine, for a 2-pound bag of rice, I put it in for about a minute 30. Make sure you use 100% cotton flannel. You don't want to use anything that's flammable. And you can use it like for a heating pad. And I noticed, like, in the winter when it was really cold and we had those below zero days, I would just put it down by my legs and my feet, just like they used to do to keep your feet warm. And I'll tell you, that lasts a long time, but it's good for sore muscles. You can conform it to, like, a shoulder or your back if you've got, you know, like you're sitting in a chair. But that's something cheap. You can just buy 2-pound bag of, well, you can just use rice from what you have if you have it in bulk. But the size was about what I wanted. I would say my container or my fabric was probably about 10 inches by probably 6-7 inches. So, but you can make it any size you want. If you want to make a bigger one so it goes all the way across your back, you can do that and just lay on it. So that was one of my tips, Vince.
Great idea. Let me just read very quickly. I don't like doing this quickly, but here it is. So item number 76, I'll start with that. Heirloom seeds. Make sure you know how to plant your garden. Garden fencing for rabbits, chickens, deer, and other animals. These are supplies that I recommend you consider buying and having on hand. Lime for the garden. That's regular agricultural lime. You don't need the expensive, pelletized, fast-acting lime. Garden fertilizer. Triple 13 is fine. Comes in 40-pound plastic bags and stores for years if it's cool, dry, and out of the sun. A garden spade, shovel, rake, trowel, pruning shears, and a weeding rake. A chest freezer. If you can find an older model made by Whirlpool, Kenmore, Montgomery, Ward's, Hot Point, or Maytag, those are the best brands. Rechargeable flashlight with zoom lens and LED. Get two of them because the flashlights are made in China and the chargers and the flashlights break. A kilowatt meter, kill-a-watt, W-T-T, and that's a meter to determine how much your electric consumption is, and that will help you in sizing your generator or your solar panels. Outdoor 14 to 16 gauge wire. The orange type, 50 feet, about $11, well, it used to be. And 100-foot ones are about $21 at the Chinese factory outlet. Yeah, you ought to get them in case you have a generator that you're going to run some electricity inside. An inverter, 1,500 watts or larger. Automotive jumper cables, 4-gauge or heavier. 6-gauge is too small of a wire size for most purposes. So you need 4-gauge or heavier. The smaller the number, the thicker the wire. That's what you want, thicker wire. And spare vacuum cleaner bags. End dust for adding static cling to your disposable furnace filters. Infrared floodlights. Or infrared style floodlights for warming your bathroom and for heating the chicken coop. Chainsaw and spare change for your cutting firewood. Kathy, we're out of time. Boy, it went really fast. Thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.